In 1 year, the Browns have gone from one of the league's worst rushing attacks to its best as they enter their Week 5 matchup with the New England Patriots as the league's top rushing offense. A number of the players are the same from last year, but it's what they're doing that has made all the difference. It starts up front with the schemes that are being called. Despite a number of shuffles along the offensive line, the Browns are mixing and matching and getting the best out of what they've been handed. The blocking has been better. You see it in the middle of the interior of the offensive line and even at wide receiver. On one of Isaiah Crowell's big runs last week, Andrew Hawkins was down the field blocking and helped paving the way for another double-digit gain. Look at Cody Kessler. He's putting the Browns in the right situation with a number of run checks and getting them in the proper situation. So even when the defense is lined up to stop them, he's making the adjustments and they're getting 2 yards instead of maybe a negative loss. And then, of course, look at the running backs. Isaiah Crowell and Duke Johnson are 1 and 2 in the league in yards per carry. Isaiah Crowell is running like a man that we've never seen before. He's getting yards down the field. He's one of the most elusive backs in the league, and he currently sits number 2 in the league in rushing yards after 4 games. And don't forget about Duke, too, who's making it happen both as a pass catcher and as a change of pace runner to pace this Browns rushing attack, which will try to get the best out of the Patriots on Sunday. Keep it locked on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for all the latest updates heading into Week 5.
Here we go, Brownies! Here we go!
What are the keys to success so far?
Really, I just feel like, it's just all men on the field, doing their jobs. I feel like it's the offensive line, the receivers blocking downfield, the fullback, and just the running backs, hitting the hole and putting the ball in the right place. So I feel like it's everybody, just doing their jobs.
So, Carl, it seems like from the first day of training camp, you've looked quicker, stronger, and more explosive than your first 2 years. So do you agree with that? And how do you account for that?
I feel like, I know I've trimmed down a little bit. I lost about 7 to 8 pounds. I can say I'm more comfortable because I've been in. But I feel like it's really, more opportunities. And I feel like, I could have been, doing this if I had opportunities like I'm having now.
Are you quicker than you were?
I don't feel like, other people may think so, but I don't feel like I am.
Last week, Terrell Pryor said that at some point early in camp, Hugh Jackson said, "We're going to lead the league in rushing." Do you remember that, and did you believe him at the time?
Yes, he did say that, and yes, I did believe him because I know we had the guys in the room to do so, and I know he trusted us, and I know the coaches and the staff just going to put together a good game plan so that we can do so.
We're seeing you this year, make defenders miss, or you're shedding tackles, I think, more than we've seen in years past. Where is that coming from?
I feel like just the rhythm, I feel like I'm in a good rhythm in the game, so I feel like that's where it comes from. I feel like, like I say, I don't feel like it's anything different that I'm doing, I really don't know.
You're on pace for almost like 1,600 yards and 12 touchdowns. I know it's only 1/4 of the season, but did you set like numerical goals for yourself this year?
I said I wanted 1,000 yards and around 10 touchdowns, but Hugh said, "Why not more?" So I'm with him.
Isaiah, is what we're seeing you do now, does that sort of even highlight even more so how frustrating it must have been for you last season when you knew you had this in you and you just couldn't have the opportunity to show it?
Yeah, it was, it was very frustrating. Just to know, what I could do and, the things I want to do to help my team win, that I wasn't put in position to do so. But, that's the past. And, I appreciate my coaches for giving me the opportunity to do so this year.
Because you guys are the number one ranked rushing team, Joe Thomas and Hugh both said that they're sure the Patriots are going to try to take that away from you guys. But then how important is it to not let them do that and to come out and still run the ball strong Sunday?
I feel like it's very important because I know that they're going to try to make us one-dimensional. And I feel like if they make us one-dimensional, then it'll be hard for us. So I know we got to go out there and, just do what we've been doing every week and just, keep on, pounding the ball, pounding, and, just everybody keep doing their job. And I feel like we could be successful.
Thank you. from a mental standpoint, the fact that Hugh came in from day one and said that Crow's going to be my guy. He mixed Duke in there as well, but the fact that from day one Hugh's been in your corner and really said that he's going to feature you, has that helped you as well from a mental standpoint, knowing that the coach is absolutely in your corner and is going to, you know, not only feature but position you to have success?
I feel like, yes, it has helped me a lot. I feel like, you know, it gave me a lot of confidence to know that my coach believes in me and that he trusts me. So, you know, I just want to go out there and, you know, just play hard for my teammates and for him also.